Hello, my name is Casper de Jonge, and I'm a senior program manager for the SQL Server Analysis Services team. Today, we're going to talk about a really exciting feature, Direct Query for Analysis Services Tabular Models. But before we actually go into the details of what the new capabilities and features are for SQL Server 2016 Direct Query, we're going to take a quick step back and look at what is Analysis Services has to offer and what is the semantic model that Analysis Services is used for. Analysis Services 2016 has the capability to create a semantic model for your users. And why would you use this and what would you do with it? Well, the semantic model allows you to give data to a large segment of your organization so that they can make informed decisions. In the majority of the cases, we see largely two user groups inside of any organization. One are the users who are very familiar with data. They are the people who live inside of Excel, who know how to write SQL queries, know to use Excel and Access and Power BI Desktop to get to the data themselves. But the majority of the users inside of your organization are not inclined to be able to use that data or want to actually go ahead and harvest the data themselves. They just want to work on their day-to-day job. But it is really important for them as well to make informed decisions based on the data inside of the organization. This is really key in any data-driven organization these days. So the semantic model allows you to the BI or the IT professional inside an organization to give this data to end users in a user-friendly manner. It allows you to abstract away the complexities of the underlying databases. It allows you to combine data from many different places. Imagine you have a CRM application, a sales application, and an HR application, and you want to combine it into a single cohesive view for the business. You can do so with the semantic model. And lastly, the other important aspect of the semantic model is that you can combine the business rules inside of the organization into this single view. For example, let's say we want to do count of products. If you do a count of products and you go ask the people on the maintenance floor, what do you mean with count of products? They might tell you, the products that I'm working on right now here on the floor. While you ask the sales team, what is count of products? Well, those are the problems, the products we have sold. Or if you ask the finance department what is count of products, they might tell you, these are the products that we have sold, but actually received money for, and we have shipped out of the door. So you see, the same count of products might mean three different things for three different people in the organization. But it is really important that when you report up to your CFO or your CEO, you all talk about the single thing, the same thing, so that there's no misunderstandings about what it means. You can do this inside of the semantic model. The other very important thing is that you can give this BI capabilities to customers in a really good fashion so that they can slice and dice the data. It's going to be fast. Historically, this would have been done by loading data into Analysis Services, into the Analysis Services cache, because these Analysis Services caches are really built for fast performance, for doing analytics. And the other option that we have, and this is what we're going to talk about mostly today, is you can move your data source into direct query mode. And this means that you can connect to data sources directly. And especially when you have, for example, the new column store index in SQL Server 2016 or SQL DW, APS appliances, these are also optimizing more and more for analytical queries. So you no longer have to move the data into Analysis Services. You can move them directly, but you can still use the semantic model on top of the data. The last very important thing is that many customers inside of your organization who want to use this data might be familiar with different tools. One user wants to use Excel. The other user wants to use Power BI or Power BI Desktop. With this semantic model on top, we allow you to abstract that data away from all these different tools, and you can use them all. What we see here is the semantic model in the middle. And you see the semantic model understands languages. It understands analytical query languages, MDX and DAX. These are being used by the majority of the analytical tools. For example, Excel uses MDX. SSRS uses MDX. Power BI and Power BI Desktop use DAX. And many third-party applications also use MDX. All of these client tools can connect to the semantic model, and the semantic model understands them both. Now, how you actually implement them and build them, how the BI professional builds them, it's up to them. They can use multidimensional models, the one that has been there for over a decade, and it's really mature and rich. Or they can use the Agile, a new tabular model. Based on the data model that they've chosen, they can choose how to write the business logic, either MDX or DAX. And for both flavors, both multidimensional and tabular, we can choose them how to access the data, either by moving it into the cache, MOLAP in the multidimensional case, and the in-memory column store index 30 pack in the tabular case, or you have them passed through a mode called ROLAP or Dara Query. Let's take a quick look at what Dara Query actually means and why are people looking at Dara Query themselves. So what you see on the slide on the left on the chart is we allow any client tool like Power BI Desktop or Microsoft Excel to connect to the semantic model. But instead of having the data in cache, it actually pushes it down into either SQL Server or APS, for example, so that you can get the data directly. And why do you want to get the data directly? Well, in some companies, the data is growing at unprecedented rates. More and more data is getting added to the data stores themselves. Historically, to allow fast analysis, data had to be moved to analysis services. But as you can imagine, moving large amounts of data from one system to the next takes time. It needs to be processed, it needs to be loaded, all of these things. With Dara Query, we give you the capability to not have to load the data at all, just keep them in place, but still offer this rich semantics so you can offer the data to a large segment of your organization and business to be able to be used while still leveraging the semantic model and going to the underlying data sources. The cool thing about it is that when data arrives at the underlying data sources, for example, new sales is being added to a SQL Server database, immediately when the data becomes available, it starts showing up in your reports. No lag in time differences. But SQL Server Analysis Services Dara Query is not a new feature. This already existed in SQL Server 2012 and 2014. What is new in SQL Server 2016? And this is really important because we've made really significant enhancements to it. In SQL Server 2016, the first and foremost thing that we've done is we significantly improved the performance of Dara Query in general. What you see is that we've done two things. One, as you might imagine, when those analytical queries come into analysis services, we have to translate them into queries that the underlying data source understands. For SQL, it's of course SQL queries. Well, there's two improvements that we've made. One, in the past, we were very verbose. So when a single query came into analysis services, we would maybe send 4 or 5 and sometimes even up to 20 SQL queries to get the results. Well, we've cut this down significantly. So we only send the least amount of queries that we can. The second thing that we've done is we've also tried to improve the queries internally. So less, again, needs to happen inside of analysis services. And the third thing, the improvement enhancements that we've done is when you use Power BI or Power BI Desktop, we've made significant enhancements there, again, to reduce the chattiness between the tools. In 30-pack, that is okay when it's slightly chatty because everything is sitting in memory in the analysis services database. But when you actually have to be really chatty to underlying SQL Server databases, performance suffers. So we've really tried to increase those performance enhancements. And I'll show you an example of this a little bit later on in the demo. The second huge thing that we've done is we actually now allow you to use common analytical tools that use MDX. And the biggest and most famous tool that uses this is Excel. In SQL Server 2012 and SQL Server 2014, when you connected to the analysis services semantic model with Dara Query Mode, you were not able to do so. And the cool thing here is these two performance enhancements and this support for MDX queries allow you are allowed by just restoring a database from SQL Server 2012 or SQL Server 2014 to 2016. You do not have to make any changes. Just upgrade your server and you will be able to use them. Now, if you also want to leverage some new capabilities that we've added, because we've removed some limitations from the models. For example, in the past, the semantic model allowed row-level securities to be defined. Since the day that it came to be in SQL Server 2012, we allowed row-level security, but not on Dara Query models. So we've now removed this limitation. You can now create row-level security in the model itself in SQL Server 2016. The other thing that we allow you to do is to extend your tables with calculated columns. This means you can enrich your data by creating some new calculations right there in the model, and we will take care of pushing it down to the underlying data sources. And you can really leverage the DAX expressions now directly inside of the semantic model. So as you can see, we've really started lifting the limitations and bringing the Dara Query Mode on par to data sitting inside of analysis services. The last thing we've added is more support for data sources. Besides the SQL Server that was already supported in SQL Server 2012 and 2014, we now also support Oracle, Teradata, and APS out of the box. Before we go to a demo of Direct Query, let's take a quick look at how a business user would get access to the data. What I've opened up is Power BI Desktop, which is the free downloadable tool to do data analysis for Power BI. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect to my data warehouse directly. So imagine I'm a business user and I want to get this data. So I'm going to go into my SQL Server database, connect to it, and I'm going to go in here and connect to the database. And I'm going to pick my data warehouse. And I want to know something about products. And I click on this. The first thing that you notice here, we see 236 tables. But I want to get product information. So I'm going to search for product. And now it actually filters it down to products. But what you see here is there's lots of different products. There's this product table. Me as a business user, I don't know which one to pick. What do I need to do here? I either pick this product table, but I don't know. And even when I would know which product table to pick, and because I'm really familiar with the data, then the next step will be I want to combine this with sales data. How do I need to know how to do this? So instead, what we allow you to do is connect to analysis services, where this problem is not there. So what we're going to do is instead is connect to SQL Server, to analysis services. And for this analysis service, I'm going to go to Tabular database that's running SQL Server 2016. And we're going to connect to my sales database. And the immediate difference you see here is we give you a view of perspectives where I can say, I want to see this by customers or I want to see this by promotions. It's a much more business-like way of looking at the data. So click on customers and you can see what's in here. See customers, days, geographies, sum of sales, all of these things. This is exactly what I want. So I'm press OK, I'm going to connect to it. And the thing you see now is you have a field list on the right. And what I can go in here is click on online sales, and I want to see total sales. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger. And I want to combine that data with color information for my product table. And I'm going to make it into a tree map. And with that, I just added data from two different tables. I didn't have to write any SQL queries. It just worked and started visualizing the data. And actually use some business logic as well that was defined inside of my semantic model. And the cool thing here is we didn't even notice it, but instead of running this data in cache for analysis services, what I'm actually connected to is a SQL Server database in column store index in SQL Server 2016 with 200 million rows of data running on my laptop. And you see how fast it was. You just saw the same information. I just was able to slice and dice all of these things together. And it wasn't even running in the analysis services engine. It was running in direct query mode, pointing to a SQL Server database. Now, the thing that I talked about earlier is that you can just take a SQL Server 2014 database and move it to SQL Server 2016. So I'm going to actually show you that. So what I have here is, on the right, you see the model that I created with these tables. I actually created this model in SQL Server 2014. And what I have on this machine is a SQL Server 2014 analysis services installed, and a SQL Server 2016 analysis service installed. And I've restored the same database to both. And they both connect to the same underlying SQL Server database, column store index. So I'm going to first switch to the 2014 one that we see here. And you see we have 202 million rows. This is SQL Server 2014 analysis services in direct query mode, and two very simple charts. And I've created the same report in 2016. And you see it's much more complicated, much more charts, much more information. But again, it's the same model, but it's much more information. So now let's go ahead and retrieve some data. Let's do something here. Let's go here. Let's click on a slicer. I'm going to click on AdventureWorks, and we're going to have to wait. In the meantime, we're going to go back to 2016, click on a slicer here, and you immediately see some data is starting to get updated. 14 million starts updating here. This starts to update. If we go back to the 2014, we'll see nothing has happened. I can go back to 2016 and we see this one is done. Going back again, you see now it's finally done. So I had time to actually switch between them multiple times. Now the 2014 one is actually finally done. The 2016 one is super fast. Performance is much better compared to SQL Server 2014. Now, The last one that I wanted to show you is that the other thing that we've enabled is connectivity from Excel to this semantic model. So instead of using Power BI and Power BI Desktop, we're going to use the tool that is in everyone's on everyone's machine, on everyone's computer, Excel. So I have Excel here. I'm going to go do is connect to that same model. So I'm going to go to data, get external data from Analysis Services. I'm going to connect to that same database again, Analysis Services database. And again, you see the same thing here, Sales Direct Query, the same perspectives we just saw in Power BI Desktop as well. I'm going to connect to my customers again, press Finish, create a pivot table. And here we have the same pivot table. Let me enlarge it a bit, where we see total sales. And we're going to drag in the same color name. And it starts to retrieve data directly from the SQL. And actually put it on rows. And here we see the same data as being showing up directly from within Excel. And you can just slice and dice and use all the tools and visuals and graphs that Excel has at their disposal connected to that same semantic model. And actually using that SQL Server database directly with the semantic model on top in all these different client tools. We are really excited about the new capabilities that the Direct Query has to offer. It's really great to use, be able to have the opportunity to choose what you want to use. Do you want to use the cache mode? Or do you want to use, the new, for example, the new column store index improvements in SQL Server directly? If you want to know more about Direct Query, you can read up on the documentation that we have available. Or you can follow our blog, where we post new information periodically. If you want to ask us questions directly, follow us on Twitter at SQL Server BI, where me and my colleagues will be answering questions that you have. Thank you for your attention.